Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about our roots, where we come from, and how to enhance them and overcome them if necessary. And you can find more family resources at mystronghome.com.
I can remember the first time I was exposed to the idea of family of origin. In fact, it was a counselor friend of mine right after we had first gotten married. And, you know, I really hadn't given it much thought, but we were already experiencing the impact of our family of origin. You know, that's where you come from.
And generally, it's all you know.
Yeah. Well,
even if you see something different, you don't really understand it.
Well, especially, you know, we were in our young 20s when we got married. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of exposure to other family systems. So understanding our system where we came from was very helpful. And then this particular counselor friend of mine introduced the idea that, hey, you know, you have to come up with your own system, and family of origin is a great place to start. So it can create a lot of conversations, but it can also be a little bit tricky to get into the conversations.
And it doesn't mean you throw everything out to start a new one. What it means is that you look at it and decide, what is it that we really think is a great thing, and what do we think are weaknesses? And then you choose the good and try to incorporate them into your own marriage.
Well, the family in which we grew up in has tremendous impact upon our newly established marriage. And together, we need to experience the freedom to develop our own family system. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit today, are just some helpful insights, some things that we ran into, that we a lot of trial and error to figure it out. The first one is to experience a learned ability to discuss one another's family of origin without a critical spirit.
This sounds so easy. It is so hard
very,
to do.
Very hard.
How can you notice that my family is so stinking critical? And how do you tell me? Because no matter what you say or how you say it, so for instance, if you say, have you ever thought like maybe your family is sometimes a bit critical? You know, no matter how careful you are, you see, it's going to come through loudly and clearly my family is critical.
Yeah, it makes the other person defensive. You
immediately.
Know? I think that's the thing that needs to be disarmed. That's the tough thing is that, you know, when you're trying to develop your own family system, you can have honest conversations without being mean and without being critical.
Yes, but sometimes it's hard not to be defensive, even when someone is doing it as kindly as they can.
Yes, it's true.
Because you can say something like, have you ever noticed that your family really likes to have things in order? Sounds complimentary, but what if they're not spontaneous? And what if they're control freaks? So somehow you have to be able to hear that without being defensive. And that's really on the part of yourself to learn to, if this is something God wants me to hear, how do I just take in the part I should hear?
Well, and I want to speak up right now as a counselor myself, having spent many hours talking to couples. That whole idea that opposites attract it's very true. And I think it's true not only in male-female aspects of that, but we don't have a tendency to marry people like ourselves, and nor do we have a tendency to pick them from a similar family system. That's part of the intrigue. That's part of the excitement. That's part of the fascination and the color of who we choose to spend the rest of our lives with.
And I think that one step that made this easier for us is when I really began to believe that you liked my family. Not that you liked how we did things, but that you generally liked my siblings and my parents.
Did you say generally or genuinely?
Guess. Then I was more willing to see ourselves through your lens. And it's also easier if you're not just picking on one family, but if you can both just talk about things honestly so that it doesn't feel like, okay, this is pick on, you know, the Hartman month and pick on the Nadler 11 months or vice versa.
Right.
That you can just
split the months.
Yeah, every other. And sometimes it's really an obvious thing, like one family may have trouble with drinking or drugs, but it's still hard to admit to your spouse because most likely you've been covering for them for a long, long time.
Sure.
And so the more you cover, even though you know it's true, it's still hard to just bring it out in the open because it hasn't been a safe subject ever.
Yeah, well, and there you were talking about your family. I was thinking about my family and just how, you know, our issues related to just how we conducted ourselves in, because we, you know, I'm the oldest of seven kids, that had its own dynamic. Our family had its dynamic. So consequently, you know, when you and I got together, we came from very different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my family is quiet at the dinner table. And the first time I went to Dave's home and had dinner, his little brother looked at me and said, when I didn't want a second helping, he said, "Didn't you like it?" You know, that was embarrassing. Like,
right.
I'm just not a big eater.
But she learned how to be embarrassed. Which really helped with our relationship. Well, gradually establishing a mutually agreed upon understanding concerning our combined family of origin can be very helpful, because that's a matter of perspective. And so if you look at it, not so much that you're, you know, the antithesis of each other, or that you need to change the other person. And this was a big thing for me, because I think ultimately I thought my job was to get you to be like me.
Mm-hmm.
And
fix me.
Right. But the reality is that the beauty of a new household is that we become that household, and mm-hmm. we take things from our background, both of our backgrounds, and that allows us a unique chemistry that has never really existed before on the face of the earth, and that makes it very special.
I agree. I think it's easy to talk only about the negative things, because when you're in conflict and when things frustrate you, those are the things you end up articulating. I believe it's really important to talk about the things that are good, because then when I hear that you think these things about my family are good, then when you have something else to say that's less glowing, I can listen, I can hear it better.
Well, you keep reflecting on, we talked about this a bit ago, on communication. Communication is a huge part of negotiating family of origin. Kindness, you've talked about that. Straightforwardness to mm-hmm. the degree that it works in situations like that. There are a lot of communication skills. So you almost have to come up with your own way as a couple of approaching these kinds of issues from your family of origin, so that it's a safe place. It's always mm-hmm. going to be tender, mm-hmm. especially in those first years of marriage. But you know, you want it to be a safe place where you can kind of step out onto a flat spot and uh-huh. have the conversation. And you reflected on this already, but know that you're loved, and know that the mm-hmm. other person's loved, and that we're both doing our best to love our families mm-hmm. you know, the way they are, because we're the way we are because of our families.
Right.
Pros and cons. Family of origin, we're talking about today. And, you know, you can find out more video and course information at mystronghome.com, because we've been talking about some of this stuff for a while. We've actually got a workshop there that has, you know, worksheets.
Well, basically, each day we've been going through a worksheet. And all of these are part of this workshop. And you can go to mystronghome.com. You can download the entire thing.
And as you do that, there are spaces in the workshop where, you know, the husband can write certain things down mm-hmm. and the wife can write, you know, you can make your own choices about what's important to you and how you would articulate something. Because the same things that push my hot buttons are not the same things that do for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's become obvious. a third thing related to family of origin, giving yourself and your spouse time to sort out and deal with the positive and the negative aspects of your family of origin over a period of years. That is so key.
Yeah, little by little, hopefully, we're able to be honest about our families. It was nearly impossible for both of us to face everything at once. And for the simple reason is, what were we going to replace it with?
Right.
So, you know, you toss everything up in the air. You know, all these new ways of living don't just happen overnight, because you know that maybe this is weak, but it's weak because I don't know how to make it stronger. I would have done it by now. So yeah, this is a time-consuming process of trading one way of living or communicating or reacting with a new one that has yet to be learned.
Well, and there are, in the statement that I made here, there are not just the negative things, because it's easy mm-hmm. to just go over toward those. Now, I'm not saying you were. I'm just saying that I'm thinking through our history, and you pick out the things that bug you, especially after you've been married for a year or two and the honeymoon's over and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, rather than also thinking about where your spouse came from and the sweet things and the good things.
What drew you?
Yeah, uh-huh. absolutely, because that family of origin is what set the foundation. And you know what's also interesting about this is that when people get married, whether they get married at 20 or 25 or 30, you've spent a lot of time in that family system. Even if you left home when you were 18 years old,
right.
that family system goes with you. So establishing a new household is really It's really a challenge. And it's why I say, you know, if you want to establish a lifelong marriage, it probably takes you 5 to 10 years just to get the foundation. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the foundation. Being careful to give yourselves time and don't put pressure on yourselves, but positively approach those issues and make them talk about issues mm-hmm. as much as you can. Finally, as we talk about family of origin, I've taken care to together decide what you want for your own family system. Because it's one thing to talk about where we came from. It's another thing to talk about where we're going. And so mm-hmm. you take the pros and you take the cons and you say, hey, honey, this is what I want. This is what my goal is that I'm bringing into the family. And you put those two things together. Then you've got something to work on together rather mm-hmm. than something that is accentuating your differences.
Yeah, and to add to that, I think each of us had some big moments when the things we'd been talking about were suddenly magnified. And so, for instance, something that we'd been talking about with me was magnified. I saw it so clearly, and I saw it through your eyes. That was a big deal.
It was frightening.
It was a little stunning for me, I think. But when it's that crystal clear, it became a great impetus for me to change. And I'm not just talking about weaknesses, though, either. When we saw kindness in hard times, or when we saw just the right words spoken at just the right time, you know, those are things to celebrate and coax into our new family, you know, to encourage it into our own.
Well, and I think once you talk through what you want, that's great. But then what about the strategy mm-hmm. for getting there? And that's where, you know, there are books, there are counselors, there are friends, there mm-hmm. are conversations we can have together. There, well, I was going to say programs that you can watch, but I haven't seen very many that I want to follow as far as family. But together, you know, you try to figure out what you want for your own family system, and then you come up with a strategy. So, for instance, you know, if you want to have harmony in your home, let's say you came from a home that did not have harmony, mm-hmm. and you know that you don't want to live that way, but you find yourself afraid about that or struggling with that. Well, how?
And you don't know how to have harmony.
Yeah. So what's going to be the strategy mm-hmm. for developing harmony? Because now you're not just talking about wanting it yourself. You have another person to negotiate mm-hmm. who has a totally different view of harmony. Mm-hmm. So all of this is just talking about the challenges of bringing together our family of origins and our mutual family of origins and choosing to accentuate the positives and you know, push down the negatives, not ignore them and not pretend like they're not there. Mm-hmm. Let's just get it out on the table and let's play to our strengths.
So on this worksheet, one of the things that you do then is go back through your my dad, my mom, your dad, your mom, and what were some of the strengths and weaknesses that
yeah.
we saw.
And that's really helpful in the process of self-evaluation. And then it's a good thing if you're putting them down, mm-hmm. you know, then you can talk about them from your perspective because you know your family better than anybody. And if you can be vulnerable with that, well, that really opens a lot of doors as far as being able to talk together.
Yeah, I could think that, you know, I had such pride in my dad, not necessarily at the time it was happening. You know, he was a real community man. He was a postmaster. He was strong. He was kind. But he wasn't a great communicator. And so it was taking all those things and choosing to enhance the things that were really good, but then knowing that I probably carry some of that other stuff too. And how do I minimize that?
You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Forstream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forstream.com and click on that radio button.
Together, we are finding hope at forthstream.com.